This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Now, our guest this evening, he is a young fellow, just 24 years of age, who has done some pretty remarkable things in a very short space of time, including being included in POS Magazine's 100 Individuals of 2014. His name is Mitchell Payne, and he's on the board of Living Positive Victoria, and we are...
going to speak to him very soon.
We are indeed.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
I'm just doing the sound effects. You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. It's my great pleasure to welcome Mitchell Payne to the studio. He is not only a director of Living Positive Victoria.
Director?
I know, isn't that formal?
Very formal.
But recently included in the 100 Youths of the World for POS Magazine, America's number one HIV positive magazine. That is huge.
It's really huge news, Dean. And what an acknowledgement to get.
Yeah. What was the criteria, apart from the obvious?
Good looking.
Criteria. Oh, listen, actually, my one of my brothers submitted me for it.
One of them.
I think you have to be under 30.
Correct. Yeah, under 30. Yeah. So the list is compiled of sort of 100 HIV positive as well as HIV negative young people under 30 who are, I suppose, you know, combating and advocating for a world free of HIV and AIDS.
Love the fact that they include negative people in that list too. But here's the thing. Like, of the 100, there'd be less than half a dozen that are from overseas, not in the US. So the fact that Mitchell's included as one of those very, very few from around the world, that's huge.
That's really cool.
It completely blew my mind. I found out a few months ago, and I had to keep it a big secret.
Oh, my God. How did you keep that a secret?
I was going to burst. But it was released, I think, a fortnight ago, and it's just been quite overwhelming, the response, especially here in Australia, because I'm not sure if another Australian has ever received the acknowledgement. So it's been quite well received down here.
Yeah.
What motivated your brother to do this? And how? Where does your brother fit into the equation?
My brother is 4 years younger. He's 20 years old.
Wow!
Yeah.
What
a nice thing to do.
I know.
And listen,
what Christmas present is he getting this year?
Yeah. Nothing. But I'm not sure why he submitted me. I just think he wanted me to, I suppose, know the work I was doing was actually having an effect on him as well. Like it was really opening his eyes up to this sort of community. And I really think he was quite proud of the work that I was doing.
Now let's talk about that, because what you're talking about, the work that you have been doing, what exactly is that, and why is it so important, the work that you're doing? So important that you get here, POS 100.
Well, listen, for me, when I was diagnosed as being HIV positive, I saw a severe sort of underrepresentation of young people within our community. You know, we know the figures are out there. We know the stats are out there, but young people aren't talking about it, and no one is sort of identifying as being HIV positive. And that didn't sit well with me. I wanted to find other young positive people to share our experiences with, because it's 2014. We live in a very different time, a very different world. You know, we need to, I suppose, join together and move forward.
Did you care before you were infected?
I did care. Obviously, not to the extent that I care now.
Sure,
when I was diagnosed, nothing can prepare you for that moment. For me, in amongst everything, in amongst the turmoil that I was sort of going through, I got a lot of perspective, a lot of clarity on life, and I suppose I really thought about what's important to me, which was like family, friends, and it's definitely, I believe it's made me a better person for it. And
how
I have so much more appreciation for life.
Well, I can imagine that. How do you think it's made you a better person?
I just think I was always going through the motions, you know, like I was never really stopping and embracing life for what it was.
Going through life's motions?
Yeah, absolutely. Like it was nothing, I don't know, like I just didn't have that zest. I didn't have that passion. I didn't have that, I wouldn't say drive, that's a bit of a big word, but it's just really made me appreciate what I've got. And I'm really planning for the future. Mm-hmm. I really, really am.
I've seen some of the videos that were put together for the Queensland...
So the HIV Foundation Queensland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautifully done, of which you are a major star. Tell us about how you got invited to be a part of that and how that came about and why you did it, because it's very revealing. It's very, very personal.
What I loved about those films was they are real people with real stories. And so often when someone, you know, living with HIV is interviewed, their voice is often distorted or they're in silhouette, and that's because they don't want to be identified. Mm-hmm. However, you've got sort of 10 extremely resilient and brave individuals
across all sectors.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is brilliant. And it sort of paints a picture of what HIV is today and what it means and what it is in Australia. So I jumped at the opportunity to share my story because it needed to be done.
Well, he did jump at the opportunity, and being a dancer, we get to see that.
Oh, you're a dancer?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, if you've watched it all the way through, James, you would have seen the shot. Now,
shot of you dancing?
Correct, yeah.
You're dancing in it?
Yeah.
I guess it explains
towards the end.
Right.
Yeah. All of that's great,
yeah.
But throwing yourself in as... putting your hand up to be a director of something like Living Positive Victoria, that is like... another step again, because that's serious stuff.
Correct. Listen, if you're going to do it, you do it big. I'm not sure if that's a Gen Y sort of outlook on life, but I thought, why not?
Sure.
This is it. I've got one shot at life. Why don't I make the most of it?
And it's so good that that board has that youth element in it, because...
It does. And
they've
and
got the voice now.
Yeah, so this is my second term. So I've been on the board for... So about 14 months now. And I suppose, flying solo as the young person for 2013-2014. But we have... the most astonishing young woman who has just joined the board, as well as Dean Camilleri, who has also just joined the board. So it's a really fantastic and very diverse board of directors this year.
When you started, what was it like being the token young guy?
Listen, I knew what I stepped into, and I did it so young people had a voice. Mm-hmm. And I was championing that voice just to make sure program services were inclusive and they catered to young people's needs.
Mm-hmm. Those
so
things
I really embraced it.
Those things can be darn boring and very tedious and quite...
political.
Yeah, all that.
It can be.
I mean, the board of directors, dancer, you know, that creative arts, board of directors...
Oh, listen, I'm a very passionate person. I wouldn't have signed up for the challenge if I didn't want to, or I wasn't ready to immerse myself within this community.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll tell you what, he's an impressive young lad. And hats off to the brother.
I know.
Yeah, a huge shout out to Jacob.
Jacob, well done, mate.
What does Jacob do?
He is a university student, physiotherapy, studying physio.
There you go.
Good to know.
Compassionate, gentle, healer. Nice.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Dean Beck and James Finlay on Hide and Seek. Our guest for this evening is Mitchell Payne, one of POS's top 100 young people
Youths of the year. The POS 100 Youths of the Year.
And he's gracing us with his presence here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
James, I'm just going to give you a little rundown about the man.
Please do.
At just 24 years of age, not only is he part of POS 100's top 100 youths of the globe,
yeah,
but and a director of Living Positive Victoria. But he was born in Sydney, lived on the Gold Coast, was a flight attendant, worked on cruise ships, now works in HR, and he's about to go on a bike ride around the world.
What? All at 24. Make me look like non-achievable.
He'll be knitting by 30 and rocking in a chair.
In a chair, yeah.
But you can say I've lived. You know, I've done it all.
Well, I'll have you. What's missing?
Best bit, worst bit?
Highlight. Oh, tough question. Highlight, definitely working on the cruise ships. What? 2.5. Yeah.
I would have said that's the lowest point.
Was it a granny cruise ship or was it a...
No, it was a carnival.
GHB,
It wasn't the gay cruise, was it?
I never did a gay cruise.
Thank God.
I did, however, do... what was it, like a nudist cruise?
Oh, you did one?
I was working. I was staff.
Right.
Staff didn't have to go nude?
What
kind of a staff were you, though?
I was a dancer.
Oh.
So we had to continue doing our shows.
Is that new series Below the Deck? Anyway, move on.
Pool boy.
Yeah, but that was certainly a highlight. Like getting paid to do what you love, seeing the world. Mm. Not
and
hard.
Nude people. Age 60
that wasn't
plus.
Correct. It's probably the people you do not want to see.
Well, it's usual with nudists, to be honest.
We'll find out. We'll find out when Avi later.
Mind you, it's not what Avi told me. Where did this cruise ship go?
I was based out of the States, so Eastern and Western Caribbean. Mexico, Bahamas, St. Thomas and Martin.
Dying to go there.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing this bike ride thing next year. What's going on there?
I am. So, I have...
Are you a bike rider?
Listen, I'm not.
Okay.
And do I have a bike? No.
Should you start practicing?
I should, and I probably should have started a few months ago. However, it's a 7-day bike ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles, about 850 kilometres.
Oh, it's a pretty ride, though. It's very pretty.
Let's hope so. Smog.
What? Yes, yes. Wait, when are you going? What time of year?
May.
Oh, it's beautiful that time of year.
May 31st. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, glorious. So it's the AIDS life cycle. So we are riding down the coast.
The life cycle? Because it started in San Fran, is that what you're talking about? Then went down to LA? Is that what that life cycle is?
No.
No, that's...
It's the bicycle life... Anyway, it's all right.
Moving on.
Is it a fundraiser?
It's a fundraiser and it's awareness sort of campaign. It's run every year. I'm doing it.
So you've got 6 months to prep up.
I have six... Yeah. I have 6 months to buy a bike.
Oh, well, you can...
Get myself to
San
Francisco.
Maybe just hire one over there.
Well, listen...
But you should probably practice on one.
Like, I'm not prepared to just wing it.
No.
Because it is a
probably
big,
best.
Big commitment.
I mean, you might get a puncture.
And then what? And then what?
Yeah.
You know, I'd be stranded. I'd be hitchhiking my way through to Los Angeles.
Mitchell Plain.
Not ideal.
I'm all for the whole new emerging empowered thing with HIV. What are you... Give us your view on the celebrity culture of... some people in the HIV sector.
Here in Australia or internationally?
Yeah, well, let's start here in Australia.
What do you mean by celebrity? I'm intrigued, Dean.
Well,
I feel like it's in.
Yeah.
Someone
said that to me once and it revolted me.
I didn't step into this community to be a D-list celebrity. I didn't step in to get acknowledgements like this. I stepped in because I wanted to do something and change something. Mm-hmm. So it's quite bizarre to be acknowledged in such a way. Mm. So I'm still sort of wrapping my head around it.
You can tell a difference when someone...
You mean like they're on a board or something?
Well, yeah. Well, you can tell when someone's there for deeper meaning.
I guess so. Hey, good news with the Enough campaign. It's been adopted by Canada.
You are ambassador, aren't you?
I am one of them.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
But the Ontario AIDS Network has joined forces with the Enough campaign here, Living Positive Victoria's little baby, Brent Allen's little brainchild. And it's great news that they're adopting the intellectual property over there and spreading the word that HIV stigma sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. And we've adopted their education campaign around creating new leaders. Now, have you done the Positive Leadership Development Institute's course?
I have. Oh, I am a PLDI graduate.
You were one of the test cases, were you?
Were you a guinea pig?
I was in the second, as you call it, test.
Did you pass, firstly?
With flying colours.
Great.
All right, well,
then we can continue the course.
That's good, considering you were a flight attendant.
Exactly.
Bam.
And on the director of an organisation that perhaps leadership might be.
But then it might not be flying colours. It might be just a coloured rainbow.
Well, well done. What did? How did you find it?
It was quite life changing. It was quite a challenging weekend. Actually, listen, I can't tell you too much about it.
It's a secret.
We are sworn to secrecy, but that's what's so magical
about
it.
That I have to join.
I can't even say what they have for breakfast. It's ridiculous.
Yogurt,
but that's
muesli.
What's so magical about it is you go in. Exactly. So it's like a little cult following. No, but you go in really not knowing much about it, and you just have to, I suppose, trust the facilitators, trust the process.
It sounds like one of these camps that you go to where you're not allowed to speak. For two days. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, I have.
One of my friends has gone.
2 days, 2 weeks.
I would survive either. Yeah, well, yeah, it goes for about a week or something.
2 hours?
Yeah, no.
And you eat rice.
Yeah, and no speaking. Hmm.
And no wanking either. You're not allowed to toss off.
Really?
True story. Yes, it's part of the deal.
Oh, that doesn't sound okay.
Well,
why would you go?
I don't know.
Why would you go?
It's to find yourself or something. Anyway.
You'll be finding someone else to do it, maybe.
What... without divulging anything about this secret retreat, what changed in you that now you use in your daily something? I don't know.
Life.
A whole lot of self-belief.
Right.
I was, I suppose, a relatively shy, believe it or not, I was a relatively person, and but with a lot of big ambitions and a lot of big ideas and dreams, but I suppose a bit afraid to act on those initiatives. And this really set the tone, and I did it in November of last year, and it's been one hell of a year.
Is it did that help you get involved with
Yeah, it did. And see what I did there? It did. So, I've actually been quite involved with because I was on the Melbourne Youth Force.
Empowerment Against HIV.
Yeah, so Youth Empowerment Against HIV.
Are you on their board?
I'm not. That's one
Do
I'm not.
Do they have a board?
James, down. Be nice.
Maybe they don't have one.
Now, Mitchell, Planet Positive is on this weekend. This is a very special event. It's the Christmas event for those living with HIV. Tell us about Planet Positive.
So my very first Planet Positive was a global Planet Positive during age 2014.
I went to that one.
It was sensational.
It was.
I think, 100 or so people from all around the world.
Town Hall.
Yeah. Put on a show. So basically, it's at DT's this Saturday. A safe space for friends, families and allies of people living with HIV.
Have you been to one since? Right. Okay. Are you going to this
one? I will be going on Saturday. I will be there.
So it's not just a Christmas event.
Well, it's the last one before Christmas, James. Let's call it a Christmas event.
Oh, sorry. There was just a big positive up, like a plus sign here. I thought it looked like
a
crucifix.
Christ,
so I thought it was. I thought it was a Christmas event.
It's not in colour.
Oh, right.
And I believe these are a great. For safe spaces for people to chat and meet and
absolutely
eat
to mingle. Because is there like a sausage sizzle? There's BBQ? Food.
Yeah, there's complimentary food provided. No cover charge.
You
ding,
can't
ding.
Really go wrong, can
Sign
you?
Sign me up.
Saturday the 13th of December. It is on from 1 till 5 at DT's. And you can go to Living Positive Victoria's website for more information regarding that.
Hide and seek.
You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy. Dean Beck and James Findlay are with you. Just about got all of the plugs that we needed to get in for the positive community, except for a very big thank you to Mitchell Payne and another very big congratulations to you for being included in the Youths of the World POS 100. Thank you. Before you go, Nude Man Fest.
Yes.
Does it do it for you?
Listen, I'm intrigued. Not going to lie.
Well,
that's a yes.
I'm one of those. I guess. I'm on the fence.
Yep. Well,
you take that as you will.
I don't think you should
be
when you're
careful,
here.
Mitchell.
Especially when you're in the bush, it could be electric.
This is it. Listen, because there is one coming up in January.
Yeah, midsummer.
Midsummer nudes.
We shall see.
I believe it's almost sold out.
Well, then I must get onto that.
Have you done a midsummer? How long have you been in Melbourne?
It was my first midsummer last year.
Oh, right.
Tell me, is it something that you would take a friend with or something?
What's a new
fest? What's a you go along because you never know what's going to happen. What do you reckon?
Gosh, put me on the spot. Listen, I probably go by myself for the first time.
Okay. Hope for the best. It could be 2 or 3 days of hell on wheels, stuck in the middle of nowhere.
It could be.
It could be.
But that's just part of the excitement.
But I guess we'll find out. Mitchell Payne, thank you so much for dropping by.
Guys, my absolute pleasure.
Looking forward to seeing you next time.
Likewise.
And big thanks to our team.
Thanks to Andrew and Avi for being overseas. Mm-hmm. Thank you to you, James Finlay. I will be on next week and the week after.
I'll be here next week as well.
And I've got Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Is that right?
You can catch anything that you've missed out on at the Joy website, joy.org.au.
A big thank you to David for doing all of our podcasting too.
Exactly, and you can catch those at the website as well.
The one thing you can't catch is herpes.
Up next is... Yes, you can. Is
not on our website.
No, you can't. Up next is Chatterbox. Good night.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.